The AMA chief executive, Alfred Okovandapoy, has denied rumors that 10,000 refuse bins have been given to the assembly. He told Radio Ghana that Zoom Lions supplied the 10,000 refuse bins through the Regional Coordinating Council for Distribution to assemblies in the Greater Accra region and not the AMA alone. According to him, AMA received only 1,200 bins, which have been duly distributed to assemblies and communities under its jurisdiction. He spoke to George Ankra.
I think I am right to say that it is rather overall 10,000 bins that has been distributed to all of the MMDAs in the Greater Accra region from the Regional Coordinating Council, of course, coming from the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development. AMA's quantity was 1,200. So the report that 10,000 bins has been supplied to AMA, that one is not true. And we can account for all of those bins.
If you say you can account for them, how would you account for them?
Yeah, we can account for them because we have received 1,200 bins, some of which have been distributed to the various submetros. You know, and some of it have gone to various institutions.
So how come that the market women are saying they have not seen any bin there?
Which market women? Well, you know, we are very careful as to how we distribute bins in the market or on the streets of Accra. Because normally when we put bins outside, people go and collect them and they use them for various reasons rather than using them for waste management activities. And so we do that on the street watch and management. If any market needs bins, we know how we work with them and make sure we are located to the traders. The traders use it and they account for them. But the 1,200 bins that AMA received is all in place that we can account for all of them. It's being used in the community.
On the dead bodies found near the Odo River and Kole Lagoon, Mr. Vandapoy said it is not yet clear where those dead bodies are coming from. He appealed to Ghanaians to observe good sanitation practices and stop dumping refuse into drains to prevent disaster in Accra this major rainy season.
Education is a central part of this whole issue of the need for us to prepare the grounds for the coming rain, make sure that we ensure 100% collection of our refuse so that when it rains, the rainwater is not washing refuse into the lagoon and the Kole, eventually into the ocean. It might surprise you to know that this morning, for example, if you should go to the Kole Club, it's almost like the day after June 3rd, filled with plastics.
Why is this so?
From the rains from last week. You know, when it rains and the rainwater is coming down from the mountain, it's washing all the plastics, all the rubbers, and everything ends up at the cleft. But when it gets to the cleft, that's why we have the bridge, and the bridge holds everything there. You know, last week we were there to look at it. So the need for us to have continuous education with how we use our bottles and plastics and these things is very, very important. That people should take responsibility for the disposal of plastics and bottles within our communities. We must have 100% collection and control of these objects. So AMA will continue drumming that home, and AMA will continue to work to make sure that we have 100% collection of environmental waste activities within all of our communities. We need the public cooperation and understanding in this. That we must all be part of the solution. We must not just look to AMA.
But Dr. Vandapoy, why is it that year in, year out, Accra seems to be facing this major problem, including deaths? About four or five people's bodies have been washed ashore. So how are you feeling about the situation? And what are we supposed to do to forestall the situation once and for all?
Well, you know, nobody knows exactly where these two bodies that were found in the Kole. I have heard too from the police where they came from. But, you know, everything ends up, whether it is human waste, whether it is refuse, whatever it is, everything ends up in the Kole eventually.